at the risk of Kelly clutching her pearls. Little PG.
I'm already there.
Little PG-13 segment here.
Kids, don't listen on the way to school.
We had a woman falsely accused of joining the Mile High Club, getting herself on the no-fly list. Didn't actually happen. But I was like, hey, how is that even possible? Like, I've taken a lot of flights, one even recently. It was a red eye. It was overnight and things like that. The lavatories are way too small. There's flight attendants all over the place. Are there any flight attendants listening who've maybe caught people trying? Have you
You're not allowed to do any kissy-kissy in the bathroom.
Have you ever even tried to attempt? Have you successfully attempted? Sean messages in and says, Lord knows I've tried.
Wow.
Lord knows I've tried.
Okay.
He says, my wife and I flew the red eye from Vegas about 5 times, and each time there were only a few people on the plane. Unless you can somehow get it done in your seat, it's a lost cause. There's no way two people are getting into that bathroom without causing some interest. All right. I understand.
Yep. Meredith, you can't just tell everyone, just look away. Just look away.
Meredith writes, my mom is a flight attendant. Maybe once or twice a year, she'll see people attempt, but they usually can't fit two people comfortably in the lavatory.
Yeah, see, logistically speaking, it just isn't possible.
That's what I'm saying. And they'll abandon it. She says she usually doesn't say anything unless they're hogging the lavatory because they're too embarrassed to come out.
Yes. Now, but see, that's the risk you run. Like, what if someone is really in intestinal distress?
I'm right.
Right? So you can't go bang on the door and say, hey, come out.
How angry would you be if you're, like, thinking about getting sick or you're in intestinal distress and two people are trying to...
They don't do well with flying.
They're trying to punch their card to the Mile High Club. Now, you want to remain anonymous. I've disguised your voice. That's fine. Sassy. But now you've successfully achieved this, but was it on a red eye flight?
No, it was on a flight from, I was headed to New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And so I just went back first, and then he came back and tapped on the door, and that was that. But there were people waiting when we came out, and that was super embarrassing.
Gosh!
So wait, was this like your boyfriend or your husband?
He was my fiance at the time. Yeah.
Okay, so you knew him. That's great.
Now.
Wow.
I was a few Bloody Marys in. Like,
right. So. I bet. Thank you so much for sharing.
All right. Thank you.
Oh wow. a couple of those Bloody Marys. You're like, you know what sounds fun?
Wow. Well, at least she knew him.
Jake messaged, yes, and it was my wife's idea. I don't need to do it again. That said, making a graceful exit is tricky. But after joining the Mile High Club, who cares? Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, Tony, I don't think Tony's being honest. He says yes on a flight to Hawaii to be Pacific. Ha ha.
LOLOL.
Ocean puns.
Ocean puns that. Indeed.
Eric says, an ex-girlfriend and I were on an overnight flight from L.A. to New York to New Zealand many, many years ago.
That's a long flight.
Yeah, we did manage to do it standing up in a bathroom. Only awkward part was when I came out and a guy was waiting for the restroom and he stepped forward to go in. My girlfriend closed the door on him. He looked at me very startled and I just shrugged my shoulders and went back to my seat. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, those long flights might be, again, give you a little bit more opportunity.
But again, I've been on transatlantic flights, and there is a lot of activity happening in the cabin. Oh, my gosh.
Constantly?
Yes, constantly. There's people all the time getting up and using the restroom. Like, you know, you think to yourself, okay, this is a great idea. I'm going to take a red-eye flight over, you know, transatlantic. I'm going to sleep on the plane. It'll be great. I'll wake up fresh-faced and ready to do my sightseeing.
Explore. Do the things,
right,
yes.
Exactly. But there's people constantly walking up and down the aisle, up and down the aisle and all that stuff. So I'm like, how is this even possible? Raymond says, now look, to clear things up for everyone here, if you are caught trying to join, quote, the club on an airplane,
uh-huh,
the flight attendant is required to notify the pilot. who is then required to land the plane at the nearest airport and you have and have you removed via handcuffs.
Oh, dang. Do people know those consequences?
However, most flight attendants probably don't want to mess their day up by messing yours up. But is it really worth taking the chance?
Yeah,
Raymond rolling in there with the moral of the story there.
Yeah, but I mean, who knew that that was really the policy and what they're supposed to do in that situation? I'm not going to risk it.
And then we're going to do one more, and it's a little bit closer to home. Jessica says, I used to work at Kentucky Kingdom. as a ride operator. And 1 year during the fair, when I was working the giant wheel, we had to call security on a couple for trying to join a different type of mile-high club.
Oh, my goodness. That's on display.
Wow.
The giant wheel's on display.
Yeah, she says, just a little PSA, don't try that one either, because definitely more space, but still not a great idea.
No, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, so I guess I could understand maybe your thought process where you're like, okay, as they are unloading people, you know, because a lot of times you're stuck up there for several minutes.
Yeah, no one can see us up here.
No one can see us.
Yeah. Apparently they can.
Man, what a fun bunch you are.
Cautionary.
You guys
are though.
Way more adventurous and risk-taking than I am.
But do you want to be the reason that they are diverting and landing at the nearest airport?
Listen, Kelly,
lead you off in handcuffs? Really?
We're not shaming them. We're telling them the risks.
Yes, there are risks.
We're telling them the risks.
There are risks that maybe you were on. I did not know that.
All right, wow. Good calls. Thank you for all the stories there, the Mile High Club there.